And the list goes on, on down the line. And the list goes on.
So, you know, Sean, the great thing about when you hand out big raises is what you do is you can promise as much as you want. All you do is just delay paying the invoice.
Yeah. Joel Pearl says New York steak dinner is on Jimmy next week, Sean. I've got so many people like I'm being treated well in New York already. I've got multiple people that are saying, I'll pick you up from the airport. Our sponsor, Destiny FOMO, was like, hey, I'll pick you up. Demon Diva said she'd pick me up. I don't know how the hell I'm getting back to the airport, but I've got everybody that's like, oh, you got to have New York pizza with me. You got to have New York pizza with me. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. So JJ says, what about Jeremy's raise? Oh, you mean the four he's gotten this year? Jeremy's gotten four raises this year. Just a heads up.
So two things about New York. The first one is make sure you get to the real Raise pizza. Because there's Raise knockoffs all over the place.
I'm going to let the New Yorkers drag me wherever they want to drag me for pizza. I'm not okay. going to listen to some Canadian.
I've been in New York a lot. The other thing I was going to tell you, Tao Restaurant in Times Square. So when I took Sean to a
Queens,
Japanese place.
Bro.
What's that?
I'm going to be in Queens, bro.
You're not spending any time in Manhattan at all?
Dude, I'm landing 4 hours before the show and leaving the next morning.
Ah, no time, huh?
Hopefully me and the wife are going to go there in the fall or the winter or something. Like, we're going to go there soon.
So the time that I took you to that Japanese place in Vegas and, you know, it didn't work out too well for you. There's a place in Times Square, Tower Restaurant, excellent food, excellent Asian cuisine. And so I was going to tell you to check that place out because that's really, really good. But I guess another time, I guess.
Maybe.
Okay. Perhaps. So how amazing is it, Sean, that when you take a new talent and when you protect them and when you push them and you don't 50-50 them and you just kind of continue with that cycle for a few months, next thing you know, he gets tagged into a match in Boston and the crowd pops, Sean. Isn't that amazing what happened with Omos?
Yep. I mean, he's not the best worker.
He's not.
He's just been protected and treated well.
And I guarantee you that Vincent Mann is going to see that, and he's going to think it's because he's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's why. They love the giant, which has nothing to do with nothing. You know what I mean?
I mean, it has he's convincing.
He's convincing, sure, but they've protected him for like 5 months.
Yeah.
And they've made him look strong and they pushed him strong and boom. That's all it took. Imagine, Sean, just imagine if over the last 6 months, Vince had have chosen like six guys.
Yeah.
And over the last 6 months, he did the same with five other guys that he did with Omos. Imagine where the roster would be today.
I wish, because then you... Every time that a title program ends, after they do it three or four times, they got to do a top contender match instead of just having somebody ready. Instead of just having somebody that's already ready to go and is a convincing contender.
I agree, but I at least have the optimism in seeing how over he was in Boston.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Just simply getting the tag in, you know?
I was excited when he and Lashley did the test of strength.
Yes, that was good too.
Also, so, we got just dropped. Rob Wilkins says 770,000 for NXT. That is a gigantic bump. That's like a $170,000 viewer bump.
Yeah.
That's awesome news.
Good for them. Hope they can maintain it. So, have you heard much in terms of merch? Have you heard as to whether the Lily doll has actually moved numbers? Like, have you heard if they've actually sold any of the Lily doll?
Like crazy SummerSlam weekend.
The Lily doll sold. Really?
Yes. Like crazy. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's your answer then. So they come up with is it Charlie doll or Charlie doll?
And they're selling them.
Well, I know. I saw 30 bucks, I think, right?
Was it? Yeah. 40 bucks. They're 40 selling bucks. Them for more. Yeah.
40 bucks. Okay. So when I saw the, I guess, Charlie doll, I assume that they came up with it based on the success of the Lily doll. Like, that's basically, that was my assumption. And now they're going to end up probably with a whole line, you know, with each one looking like one of the women on the roster. And that's cool if they do that. But I assumed that it was because the Lily doll was moving numbers, but I just didn't know. I haven't seen any in the crowd. So I didn't know if that's the situation. That's very interesting. Do you think, and we talked about this before, that they're going to do any hocus pocus shit with Alexa at Extreme Rules? Because so far as part of the build, they haven't. She's been aggressive in terms of being a worker, Alexa Bliss, but they haven't done any hocus pocus stuff. They haven't had Lily winking at Charlotte, haven't done any of that crap. So do you think that, no. So do you think that maybe they figured out, let's do away with that because Charlotte's too good for that anyway, and let's just have a one-on-one match? Or do you think that Alexa's going to use that crap in order to get the best of Charlotte at Extreme Rules?
I hope they don't. I don't want to ruin Charlotte anymore or any at all. Right? I don't know that she's been ruined at all, but I'm just so over it. I'm so over the hocus pocus bullshit. Also, it seemed like for a moment they were trying to give Alexa Bliss the yes chance this past Monday when they did the yes, no thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, boy, that would not be good for Alexa Bliss. That would be bad.
I agree.
And she does the best with what she can. I think the match will be good. I think the match will be exceptional between the two because Alexa's had a really aggressive physical style this year in the rare occasion that she works. So I hope they don't do the hocus pocus shit. It's a non-starter for me. I know it's not meant for me. I know there's a whole lot of people that like it, but I sure as hell don't.
Yep. You a fan of The Simpsons at all?
So I watched The Simpsons a lot in the 90s and when I was a kid, and I got out of it, I watched the movie, but my wife, I think I've told you this before, I said, we can go anywhere in the world for our honeymoon. I've saved for it. We can make it happen. She says, bump that. I want to go to Harry Potter world.
And yes.
Like, all right. And I didn't get it because I'm not a Harry Potter guy. I didn't get it until we hit Simpsons Land on that side of the park. And I walked in there and I saw Buzz Cola and Krusty Burger. I was like, I get it now. And yeah, that opened my mind. I started to watch The Simpsons again since then.
Oh, you did?
So, you know, I watch it here and there.
I was once in Germany and I actually bought a Duff beer from a street vendor.
Oh, that's great.
In Germany.
The Buzz Cola was just zero calorie cherry cola, which is what I actually drank at the time.
Well, there was an episode of The Simpsons when Krusty the Clown has a gambling problem. And I think it might have been his accountant gets on him saying, why on earth? I missed that. Sorry.
That's okay. I just put some up here. It's Fightful Select.
Okay. Anyway, I think it was his account, and he said, why on earth did you bet on the Washington Generals? And Krusty said, I thought they were due. And anybody that who's not familiar with the reference, the Washington Generals is the basketball team that always plays the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
So they lose every game. Most of the game's scripted anyway, but they lose every game. And so that was the joke, that Krusty bet on the Washington Generals because they always lose. Natty and Tamina are the Washington Generals among WWE title holders. What the hell is WWE doing? Booking them to lose literally every single week in either singles matches or in tag team matches. Is it because Vince cares that little about the women's tag team championships?
It's so dumb. Adding the NXT women's tag titles was so dumb. They didn't need it. It was a golden ticket to be able to get around to rules and stuff like that. And they screwed it up. And they
literally not won, I don't think. Like, Natty and Tamina have
won once. I think they've won one match. It's just so infuriating, frustrating. Not infuriating. I don't get mad over this shit. But it's very annoying. It shows you, like, what really matters? What really matters till the pay-per-view? Well, nothing.
Right.
Nothing does.
Right. And I'd love to know, like, you know, Natty's a pro, and so she's probably just going to do what she's asked to do. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to know what her and Tamina think, talking amongst themselves when they get to the building and then they're told, okay, here's the plan and you're losing again. And I think this week it was back-to-back singles matches. Mm-hmm. You know, you're losing again. It's week after week after week, whether it's Shotzi and name escapes me. Shotzi's tag team partner, Tegan.
Tegan Knox.
Yeah, whether it's Shotzi and Tegan, or now it's whoever the heck they just wrestled on Raw. It escapes me because it doesn't really matter, but they just lose every single week. It's unbelievable. They don't win. They're the Washington Generals. That's what they are.
And why haven't Tegan and Shotzi either been given the tag titles or given a title match? They've beaten them three times. I'm so over it. Like, you knew they were going to screw it up, and they did.
I joked on Twitter that Vince probably wanted Shotzi to recite dialogue in a promo and say, "We deserve a title, Shotzi." And she's probably like, "I'm not saying that." And so she there's been no it. Title shot. You think she would say it if she was asked to say it?
She howls in her promos. Yeah, she would say it. She howls like a wolf, like a werewolf or whatever. So yeah, she absolutely do it. Have you seen those NXT promos? She would do it.
That's about all I got, man. That's about all I got today.
Guys, I appreciate you. Check out our sponsor, Destiny FOMO. She just wants to direct you to her Twitter. So go check it out. We're out.